I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 14th. Yesterday morning's shooting at the Adams Inn in North Quincy remains under investigation. Police say a 20-year-old Quincy man was shot in the head in a room at the inn just before 4 a.m. The victim was taken to Boston Medical Center and was expected to survive. Police say there were 10 young people in the room when the shooting occurred. However, the witnesses are not cooperating with the investigation. A gun was recovered at the scene. The victim reportedly lives in the nearby apartments at 2 Hancock Street. Congressman Stephen Lynch will be at Quincy College today to announce some federal grant money to provide workforce training programs at the college. The money will provide training in certificate programs for healthcare and other fields that will lead to direct job placement for students. The announcement is part of Community Development Block Grant Week activities in Quincy all this week. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he still wants to create a new home for Quincy College at the Monroe Building in Quincy Center. Koch says he'll announce a plan later this spring to move the college out of its current location at President's Place across the street to the Monroe Building, which the city purchased with federal pandemic stimulus money from the American Rescue Plan for $15 million, along with the adjacent parking lots. Koch says he is also in private talks to also create some other economic space in the building and is also considering relocating some city offices into the building. It's unclear if the existing building will be used or if a new building will replace it. A $5,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of the person who stole Boston police uniforms from a Weymouth supply store. The uniforms were taken from Andrea's Police and Fire Supply. Sometime between March 27th and March 28th, Weymouth Police released photos of the uniforms that were stolen. They include a lightweight jacket with Boston Police stamped on the back, a short-sleeved shirt similar to what Boston's bike officers wear, uniform pants, a leather jacket, and a dress coat, both with Boston Police patches on the sleeve. The thieves also took a bullet-resistant vest. The FBI is helping Weymouth Police with the investigation. A Massachusetts man who was a member of the Brockton Fire Department and a U.S. Marine Corps veteran is dead after crashing a motorcycle in West Bridgewater. West Bridgewater police said that Brockton firefighter Matthew Flaherty was the victim of the deadly crash that happened late Monday night on South Main Street. Flaherty was a 10-year veteran of the Brockton Fire Department. He was also a Marine Corporal who was deployed to Afghanistan in 2011 in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. The replica of the Mayflower, the ship that brought the Pilgrims to Massachusetts 402 years ago, is back in the Bay State. After regularly scheduled maintenance, the Mayflower II passed through the Cape Cod Canal yesterday afternoon, drawing a crowd of spectators along the canal. The ship spent the winter in dry dock in Mystic, Connecticut, where it received routine maintenance and repainting. The Mayflower II ultimately made its way to Plymouth, where public tours of the vessel are expected to begin this weekend. Well, as the city prepares to welcome about 30,000 marathon runners and spectators, hotels around Boston are booked and busy. The Boston Park Plaza Hotel is not surprised. This is a high-demand weekend, but employees are relieved that after a sluggish 2 years of travel, all 1,060 guest rooms and suites are booked up ahead of Marathon Monday. As a result, hotel accommodations are in high demand. At the Revere Hotel Boston Common, all 356 rooms are occupied this marathon weekend, compared to just 52 rooms at this time last year when there was not an in-person race. Hotel rooms going for $800 to $900 a night through marathon weekend were booked well in advance as runners and spectators arrive in the city. It's giving the workforce the confidence they didn't see during the height of the pandemic. With school vacation week to follow, Boston area hotels said this is just a glimpse of what they hope will be a very busy spring and summer season. A check of business news this morning. Stocks bounced back. The Dow was up 344. The NASDAQ rose 272. The S&P up 49. Asian stocks also higher. The dollar slipped. The euro rose. Oil now at over $103 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Tigers in Detroit 9-7. And, of course, they're preparing for opening day at Fenway tomorrow afternoon at 2:10 against the Minnesota Twins. Bruins will take on Ottawa at the Garden tonight at 7 o'clock. And we now know the Celtics will face Brooklyn in Game 1 of the playoffs Sunday at 3:30. The National Weather Service forecast today: scattered showers, high 63. Some showers this evening, a low of 48. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun, high 67. Scattered showers Saturday, high 64. Partly cloudy, 55 on Sunday. But the boater waves about a foot, light northeasterly wind, a high tide just before 10:30 a.m. Sunrise at 6:04, set 7:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, April 14th.